This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, and joining us right now on the hotline, sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. The Sherwin-Williams Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business, and also by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The manager of the Boston Red Sox, who are still very much alive, Alex Cora, joins us right now. After another tough bus incident, it sounds like. What happened on the bus this time, Alex?
No. I took an Uber, and he decided to take the highway, and there was construction, so I don't know. He tricked me into this one. It's
okay.
My fault.
All right, fair enough. It seems like there's been at least a couple of times now some problems with the commute. But either way, exciting win last night. You have a chance to sweep in Toronto here. You're still alive in the standings, albeit by a hair, really. Are you? How are you sort of going about preparing for these games now, knowing that you have to walk such a very thin line? You got to win all these games, obviously, and need some help from these other teams in the wild card race.
Yeah, obviously we put ourselves in a tough situation, and the only thing we can do is go out there and execute and play hard. You saw what happened yesterday. We use everybody at the same time, understanding that we have to take care of some certain guys in the bullpen. You know, we cannot just push the envelope and hurt somebody, right, because of usage. So we've been pitching well for a while now, offensively. It seems like since Sunday, we've been able to put the ball in play, take our walks. We're running a little bit more again, it's paying off. You know, yesterday was a fun one, to be honest with you, just to use everybody and double switch in. And, you know, at the end, we had Valdi at third and Vaughn at second and Mickey at first, you know, and Roman left. But, one thing about the group, you know, they're fighting, understanding where we at, but we're having fun with it.
I know in the football world, sometimes in seasons that don't go great, they say, oh, you're putting something on tape for next year, or you're proving something to your coach for next year. Is there a part of your job right now is to just watch how guys handle the end of this season, handle themselves as professionals, and kind of put that in your memory bank for the future?
I mean, we owe it to the fans. We owe it to the organization, to the people that, you know, paid our bills, right? For them to play the way they're playing is good. You got to remember, there's a bunch of young kids here that this is the first time they get a taste of 162. And it's a long season. Your goals are your goals, right? I bet, you know, Sedan Rafaela wants to steal 20. There's certain guys, I don't know, RBIs wise, where they at, but at the same time, understanding that winning is the most important thing, is a priority. They've done an outstanding job. The doubleheader against Minnesota, that was fun to watch. And then these two games in Tampa, Toronto, winning different ways, right? Yesterday we came back, the first game, we put the ball in play with men at third. We hustled down the line to beat out two double plays, and we were safe. They're showing something, and it's fun to watch them go about it. The preparation before games has been exactly the same as in July or April or May. So they're playing all the way to the end.
Does the way the season sort of came apart here in the second half, does that, I know you're obviously optimistic for the future, and it seems like the organization, forward-facing anyway, seems to be as well, but does the way that the season has kind of come to a halt here, does that temper any of that optimism?
It's frustrating, right? This is the third season in a row that we are, quote-unquote, in the hunt by the training deadline, and then we didn't play well. This one started earlier, right? It started right after the All-Star break. Those games in L.A. Kind of like put us in a bad spot, right? And there were a lot of games that we had the lead after the seventh, you know, multiple run leads, and we gave it up. And those games, it counts by one, but it puts your bullpen in a bad spot. You know, the mood in the clubhouse is a little bit different. So live and learn, right? You know, like I said, it is a young group that probably is going to get younger, right, with time. But it's a good learning experience, not only for them, but for us as a coaching staff to see how they react to certain situations, see what we can do in the offseason to put them in a better spot. And I truly believe that, you know, if this is, you know, the struggle, right, I think it's the last time we're going to struggle. We're going to be a force again sooner rather than later.
We've talked to you about the injuries and having to do a lot of different things in terms of personnel and lineup, but how much did you appreciate the fact that you have three starting pitchers that went out there 30 or more times, and actually with Pivetta, four guys with 25 or more starts? How much did that...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Based on the pitching side, make your job easier?
Well, as you guys know, the narrative since Clay Buchholz, right, and then John Lester, is the Red Sox don't have homegrown starters.
Yep.
Well, now we have three, and they did an amazing job. If you look the season, right, don't only look the first half for Bayo or Crawford in the middle of the season, and Tanner a little bit right after the All-Star break. If you see the whole body of work, pretty solid, man. It's been fun to watch the way they finish. You know, they pitch extremely well in September when it really matters. You know, when they're getting to a point here that they don't know. You know, what's starting at the big leagues, 22 games, 25 games, 28 games, and now 30, and all of them are healthy. They're doing an outstanding job. You know, taking care of themselves, understanding what they need to do to maneuver a season. And the future is bright. You know, right now, we always have exit meetings, regardless of where you're at in the standings. And we talked to Tanner yesterday. We talked to Crawford today. And now, because they have those 30 starts under the belt, going into spring training next year, you know, they can be a little bit more vocal, right? What the expectations of the group is, you know, if there's a rookie that is out of line or doesn't look the part, right? He comes out of shape. They can actually go to them and ask for more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm very proud of the three of them.
It is going to be, as you said, you know, a team getting younger, and Kenley Jansen's a free agent. Nick Pivetta's a free agent. Who knows what's going to happen with them. But in the event that this is a team that does sort of grow younger next year, how important is it to maintain some semblance of veteran leadership? Because obviously that matters to you as the manager.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the upcoming weeks, and obviously going into the off season. But one of the things that I really like is, you know, like Willie Abreu, he now understands what it's to play 162. Rafaela, the up and downs of the season. Trevor Story finishing strong, and obviously, you know, he's going to be part of this. Christian Casas, Connor Wong. So we have a good group of guys here. You know, obviously leadership in the clubhouse is very important. First things first, Rafi being healthy is going to help, right? And I think, you know, we'll see what the offseason has, you know, as far as like the players and what we want. But I feel pretty confident that at least with the guys that we have here playing a full season and, you know, having a taste of meaningful games in September, is going to help them to lead the next group of great Red Sox players.
All right, it's time for our question of the week with the manager, sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. The Pro Plus program helps you manage and grow your paint business. This comes to us from Will in Brookline, who asks, Alex, what one game or one moment was your favorite this season?
Oh, yesterday was fun. That was cool. Romy Gonzalez walk off early in the season when the Celtics weren't in at Fenway. You know, they celebrated with the trophy and all that, and the vibe was amazing. And Tanner Houck, complete game against Cleveland. That was another one.
Yeah. That Celtics game was big for Rob Bradford, too, because Derek White wore a Baseball Isn't Boring shirt, and he didn't shut up about it for like a month and a half. Yeah.
A month and a half? He's still talking about it. Come on, bro.
Yeah, you know Brad Foe. Before we let you go, you bring up sort of remembering the season. Do you get sentimental as this last week winds down, knowing that even though you have a young team and a lot of these guys will be back, you know, the 2024 group will never be together again? Does the guy who loves baseball and loves these guys get sentimental?
I'm going to miss some of them, to be honest with you, but, you know, let's see what happens over the weekend. And if it doesn't work out, there's not a miracle, whatever, obviously, you know, just to remember, and this is the way I'm going to take it to the off season. You know, like, I truly believe this is the last time we're going to struggle. And, you know, I think from next year on, you know, we're going to be back to be fighting not only for a wild card, but I think for the division.
Well, I'm rooting for the miracle.
Be ready for the Titans. And be ready for the Titans. You know, my kids' team, that's the real challenge.
There you go. Very good. Well, we're rooting for the miracle, not just because it's better for business here, obviously, but because we like talking with you, Alex. But in the sense that the miracle doesn't happen, it's been great all season. And thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Good luck with everything. Appreciate it.
Very good. Alex Cora joining us here on the program. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll switch gears a little bit in the 3 o'clock hour. We got some Celtics Media Day stuff, leftover stuff to talk about. We were on the air during Media Day, so we did get to talk with Terp, and we heard from Brad Stevens. We got a ton of quotes here from Jason Tatum, Kendrick Perkins, etc. We'll get to all of that next.